الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, messenger, and mercy to the worlds. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Go on reminding, such a reminder will benefit the believers. And as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his hadith, that the example of a brother to a brother is like the mirror. It shows the right thing and the wrong as well, and to assist in making a person a better person. That's what the job of a believer to his or her brother or sister. And also, a job of a khatib in a Friday is to remind himself first and remind his brothers and sisters of the importance of our faith and the adherence to our faith, and to give recommendations and to give lessons that we collectively will benefit for our lives in this dunya and in the hereafter. Having said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah is swearing by the passage of time, verily a human being is at loss except for those who have faith and righteousness and join together with the teaching of the truth and patience. As we say, autumn comes, our year is seasonal, and the tree, it's like the pages of our life, the leaves will fall, and the time passes by. The landscape reminds us of our time will come somehow. When, where, we don't know. We have to be ready. Such changes that we witness are blessings, and they invite us to better ourselves, to reflect upon the changes in our lives and in our own seasons. We start as a newborn, infants, toddlers. We grow, we go to school, we become men and women, we marry, we have children, and we reach the cycle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this example, ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا. And then we have brought you forth as infants and allow you to live so that some of you might attain to maturity, for among you are such as are caused to die in childhood, just as many, one of you is reduced to an old age, to a most abject state, ceasing to know anything, becomes like an infant again. We are born from darkness of the womb into the light of this life. And we go through stages of our lives. And throughout our lives, there are trials and tests that sometimes make us cry, sometimes make us laugh. But nevertheless, life goes on, as they say. The only person that would endure the difficulties of this life is the one who believes in God Almighty, and the one who believe in the hereafter, and the rest is easy to understand. Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. That we reflect on our life. Only those who believe and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy, only those who profit and benefit from the passage of time. Our daily counterpart of accountability, dear brothers and sisters, is muhasabah. Accountability is a virtue for each person, male or female, young or adult. We have to keep ourselves in check. And if we don't, we will have our brothers and sisters who remind us. And that's why a man is known for a company he or she keeps. That we really need to associate ourselves with our people, our friends, our brothers and sisters, who will remind us when we make wrong, when we do something wrong, that correct our way. Dear brothers and sisters, it is so tough to spend our lives running after a facade, after something that we cannot reach or attain. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Guard yourselves against the day in which you shall be returned to God, where every soul will get what it has done throughout its life, and there will be no injustice. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, heed Allah. And let each soul consider what it has put forward for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day after. Heed Allah, because Allah is all-knowing. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forget Allah, who forgot Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them forget themselves. Dear brothers and sisters, this ayah in particular, it has a great meaning for us. How do we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only a person who is arrogant, he or she, or an unbeliever with the day after, it doesn't matter what they do in this life, accountability in the day after is there for them. Heeding Allah is to be righteous in our deeds in this dunya, not to wrong people, not to do harm to people, to do our business benefiting humanity, benefiting our community, our country, our organization, silently, and to be watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be like those who live their life arrogantly, not believing in the existence of God. And there are too many examples. The emphasis here is on the taqwa, heeding God and fearing doing wrong in a way that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased with us. Not to forget the target. We live in this life as if we are living forever. But at the same time, our mindset, we live for the hereafter as though we are dying tomorrow or the next second. We don't know. There is one of the few of those who were atheists. I'm going to give the example. Robert Ingersoll, he said, "Oh God, if there be a God, save my soul." Even though at the end, he still believes that there is no God. But when on his bed, on deathbed, he said, "Oh God, save my soul. What have I done? Oh God, oh God." That's his last words. Another one said, "While I lived, I provided for everything but death. Now I must die, and I am unprepared to die." There are too many examples of those who denied the presence of Allah, the existence of Allah, and they forgot Allah. At the end, Allah made them forget themselves. Like Pharaoh, when he was at the time of drowning in the sea, he said, "I believe in Musa's God." The arrogance even did not really acknowledge the presence of God. And Allah says, "It is too late. We cannot take it from you." In order for us not to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are too many ways that we learned throughout our lives, which is the 5 daily prayers that will take a few minutes of our time, is to connect with Him Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember that eventually our return is to Him, and we want him to be pleased with us in the way that we treat ourselves, we treat our fellow human beings, our families, our neighbors. That's the way the faith enters our heart. If there is no faith in the heart, believe me, dear brothers and sisters, Satan will be there. And that's not a pretty sight at the end. So how do we remember Allah? Praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waking up in the time of Fajr, doing the extra prayers, doing fasting, mentioning Allah in our daily existence, in our daily life. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The smart person is the one who prepares himself or herself for the hereafter. And the not so smart one is the one who doesn't work for that and puts hopes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." We don't want to be losing the battle. Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have the opportunity to witness a dying person. I was asked a few days back to say the prayers for a dying sister. I left everything And I went because it is an opportunity for myself to remember that time. Regardless of how strong we are, regardless of how rich we are, there will be the time where you have no power, you have nothing to control, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. To say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. We take it for granted, but when you reach that point of transitioning from this dunya into the other life, it's very tough, dear brothers and sisters. You go and you watch the person on bed, everything else becomes irrelevant in this life. To us, the living people, especially, we become sometimes forgetful. But at that point, you remember to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Oh Allah, bless her. Bless her soul. Oh, bless him. Bless his soul. Oh Allah, forgive him. At the same time, you feel like you're trying to revive that sense in our hearts and say, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me because I have transgressed against myself. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi. فإن لم تغفر لي وترحمني لأكونن من الخاسرين. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the epic of our work in our daily life. We have to formulate a plan to seek out partners in a way, which partners that will lead us to the righteousness. People who remind us if we make mistakes. We have to seek out advice. Read the Quran. Read the stories of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tradition of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To adhere to the teachings of our faith. And with this way, we'll be helping ourselves and others. In our community, in our society, we become a better people. Our plan would be the goal, the final goal is the day of judgment. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Everything perishes except the face of God. Allah is reminding us, this dunya, we're not going to take anything with us. Regardless, how rich, how powerful, we cannot take anything except our deeds. And that's why we have to work so hard for that day. We have to understand the situation that when we die, things stop. Nothing is of an importance anymore. No deeds will be accepted. As the Prophet has told us, that when we die, everything ceases except for a righteous child. Praise for you, for us, or knowledge that benefit others, or perpetual sadaqah. That's what we have to continue in giving for the sake of Allah. Give the effort to help someone. Give money to help an organization. Give money to help the poor. That's what we're here for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with our lives, our jobs, our family, our money. To see how we function in this dunya. Looking for the hereafter, in the future. How much more serious that we can get. Reading the Quran, reminding us. Reciting the Quran, reminding us of the day after. Of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. That worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not associate with Him anything. This is what we are here for. We have to check our life and to see where we are. Where are we from the level that would put us in Jannah? كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Each soul will taste the death. There is no escape. And at the time, it is hard for us to remember these things because this life takes away a lot, which is not wrong. We have to work so hard to make sure that our family is well fed, well taken care of, our community is built, our organizations are functioning. We have to work so hard for that. At the same time, we don't forget the life after and where we are going, inshallah. Astaghfirullah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah talks about those people who did not believe, who were not faithful to the message of Allah. Allah says, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long have you stayed on earth? Tell me by numbers of years. قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. That we have stayed probably a day or two. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. Ask those who are counting. قَالَ إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That you have stayed on earth only a little bit, if you were to know that. Meaning that when we pass, time stops, and all of a sudden we wake up, the time of resurrection. It is equal those who passed away thousands of years ago and those who will pass away after us. For us, it's just going to be a wake-up call, and then the accountability of what have we done during our lives. And every one of us will get his or her record, and he or she will witness for what they have done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us individually, and Allah will conceal the mistakes for those who are believers. He will say, I concealed your mistakes in dunya, and now I conceal your mistakes in the hereafter before everybody else. Allah says in Surah Qaf, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. And there will come forth every soul with each will be an angel to bear witness. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. That it will be said, you were heedless of this. Now have we removed your veil, your cover, and sharp is your sight today. That's the time for people who do not believe. They will face the fact that there is God after all. And then, if you have witnessed, some people will agonize on their deathbed, and they fight that they don't want to go because they admit that they have done something wrong in their life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will repent in a timely manner before it's too late. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are faithful to Him, who apply this faith in our lives. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna. Allahumma aafina wa'afu anna. Allahumma tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma shfi mardana. وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين. والله we ask you to heal those who are sick. والله we ask you to have mercy on the souls who passed away before us, يا رب العالمين. والله we ask you to grant our children guidance and straight path in this dunya and the hereafter, يا رب العالمين. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقم الصلاة.